Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jr., are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing good, sir.
Has it sunk in yet?
I'm excited, man.
I can tell by your voice. And look, it's cool to hear Mel Kiper say what he said, but let's go back to when your name was finally called. I know you would have liked it to have been earlier, but a call is a call. And so when you heard your name called by the Cleveland Browns, tell me the emotions that ran through you.
Man, I couldn't breathe, man. It was, you know, that's like one of the best, man, feelings ever, man. I dropped down to my knees and just started crying and said, yes, I want to be a Cleveland Brown. It was awesome, man. It was awesome.
They clearly are trying to revamp the image of a franchise that has struggled, but that has nothing to do with what you can bring to the table. That had nothing to do with you being there in the past. So I know a lot of you guys with Baker Mayfield coming in and all the draft picks that they made, I'm sure there's going to be a coalition of young guys that say, hey, we have a chance to do something special in Cleveland. You know, for you, what does that mean? Because you did something very similar here in Memphis. Although Justin Fuente laid the groundwork, you guys kept it going with Mike Norvell coming in and turned a program around that 6 years ago you couldn't give away tickets. Now you're having a hard time buying them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's exciting, man. The organization is changing. You know, they got a lot of people that's willing to do a lot of stuff, and it's crazy for me to be a part of that, man. It's gonna be awesome, man. And I'm so ready and excited to, you know, go play, man, and start this journey.
What did you specifically work on from the end of the season until the draft? You know, the draft was finally upon us. Was there anything specific, or were you just trying to show your completeness as a linebacker, as a football player, and what you could bring to the table? Or did you target something and say, hey, I want to improve this before that weekend in the last part of April?
So, you know, it's a lot of stuff. It's a lot going on in the process of, you know, training for a combine. It was, you know, some of the stuff I wanted to, you know, that I did work on was, you know, communication, getting on the board, and just working on and more for specific as a linebacker, an outside linebacker, like pass rush, my blitzing, and you know, and sometimes, you know, when I was during the process of me training for the combine, I used to be in my condo calling out plays like I'm in the middle linebacker. In the office. I put up chairs and stuff in the living room, and just, you know, having that excitement like I was going to, you know, play a game and stuff. So that's mainly what I did work on. And, you know, just got in shape and did what I can do.
Where did you do your training?
I trained out in Exos, Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, because I know that Anthony and Riley were down in Pensacola.
Yeah, that was in Pensacola, yeah.
Yeah, neither one of those places sucked during the winter, by the way, where it's nice and warm in the middle of – you're walking out of your place in the middle of December and going, yeah, this doesn't suck at all.
Yeah, it's pretty nice out there in Arizona, man. It's another world. It's different from Tennessee, but it was great.
A little bit different from Cleveland, too. You ready to play in that cold weather?
Oh yeah, most definitely, man. I'm ready. I'm excited, man. I can't believe it, man. Waking up the next morning, man. I'm like, man,
how
I'm a Cleveland Brown.
And that's awesome. You know? That's got to be an amazing feeling. How was the combine for you? Because I hear from some players, they go, "It's the weirdest thing because you're in shorts and a skin tight like Under Armour shirt. It looks like a meat market out there because everybody's just running around and everybody's writing things down. It's crazy." Yeah. But it's something that can help players. It can hurt players. But it's also, it's just part of it, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's part of it, man. The process, you know, during the combine, man, it's stressful. You know, you meet coaches. You're not getting back in your room till 1 o'clock in the morning. And then the next day, you know, you got to wake up at like 3 or 4. You know, the drug test days, you got to wake up at 3:30, you know, and be up all day into that. And then you got meetings after you know, your examinations and stuff, and they, man, it's crazy. Like, the medical side of it, it was pretty crazy, man, because if you had any injury in college, you know, they're going to find out about it. You know, they're going to push and pull and tug and all that. The doctor's going to do that, and that's their job. So they doing whatever they can not to pay you.
Yeah.
Put it like that. That process, man, it is what it is, man, but it's, you know, that's what it's like. But it was all cool, man. But you know, a lot of people don't know what goes on behind the scenes. You know, they just see what's on TV. But it's pretty intense behind, you know, because it's a lot going on before you can get the workout.
Right, like you said, because it is an investment for those teams, and they're doing what they can to either confirm that investment or walk away from that investment. So, does it put a lot of pressure? Did it put a lot of pressure on you to almost try to be perfect and not just be yourself? Sometimes they say, hey, just be yourself, but I would imagine there is a worry. Did I answer that question right? Did I step right in that drill? Did I cut fast enough? And you're putting in an enormous amount of things in your brain that you're thinking, did I do this right? Can I be perfect? Where you might get to your pro day and look a lot better because you're just letting it all hang out.
Yeah, yeah. One of those, the thing is, you know, you train for, you know, to build confidence in yourself. And, you know, if you play football your whole life, man, and it's time to do drills at the combine, you know, you're ready. You know, a lot of people put too much into it because they be like, oh, man, this got to be perfect, this got to be perfect. Man, just relax and do what you got to do, man, because, you know, if you mess up, don't get it to where you mess up every drill. You know, if you trip and fall, get back up and get ready to go. Go on to the next one, you know? So it is what it is, man, and I took full advantage of it.
I can imagine that you did. As we talk with Jannard Avery here on the program, so what's the schedule like now as you go up and get all the paperwork finalized? An amazing draft by a lot of people's account for the Browns. Getting Austin Corbett on the offensive line, Nick Chubb in the second round, Chad Thomas from Miami. They get Antonio Callaway, trade up to get him, who a lot of people felt like had first, second-round talent, and there were some questions, but they go and grab him. And so a good crop of young players coming up to Cleveland. What's your time frame now?
I just got my schedule put in. Well, I'm getting it put in today, and I haven't looked at it yet, but it's a lot of stuff. Like, I fly out Thursday for the rookie mini camp. You know, we start early, but, you know, every team's different. And I come back Sunday and be home for a little while. Then we got OTAs on the 17th, so it's a busy schedule. And, you know, it's my job, and, you know, I'm ready.
I know he's your teammate, but – You want to get a little run at Baker, don't you? You want to go. Just let him know I could have got you. Not that you're gonna hit him, but that I could have got you.
Man, it's crazy.
You're a defensive player. Of course, you want to get him. You guys hate quarterbacks.
Of course, man. That's what defense players do. Hit people in the mouth, man. But
I do. I understand.
I'm excited.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I actually had a chance to meet him because I work with the Grizzlies doing their play-by-play. We were out in L.A. Right around the new year, and he was down there, obviously, with Oklahoma, and he came to a game. He met Mike Conley. I happened to be walking with Mike at the time. Had a chance to talk to him for about, you know, 30 seconds to a minute. Not much, because you don't want to bug him. Super chill. Super good
super
dude.
Chill. Super chill, man. After I got drafted and whatnot, he hit me up on social media, ended up getting his contact, man, and, you know, we ended up talking and whatnot. And,
that's,
you know,
great.
Let's go, man. So, you know, and Miles Garrett, Jabril Peppers, everybody, they contacted me and told him, let's go. So, you know, they're ready for me, and, you know, we're trying to, you know, change the organization, do what we can to win ball games.
So happy for all of you guys. Hate that Anthony Miller went to the Bears as a Packers fan, because I have a feeling he's going to torment my secondary for the next handful of years, even though they tried to lock it up there. But awesome to see all of you guys do that. Before I let you go, the producer, Devin Walker, wants me to ask you about your Madden rating. And then on top of that, I want to know, when the new Madden comes out, how many games will you be playing as Jannard Avery, like, and just beefing up that guy?
All right, so... You asking me what's my rat Madden rating now.
Yeah, or, do you know what your Madden rating is yet?
No, I don't. I don't. Actually, I don't. But people been sending me Snapchats and stuff of me on the game, but I never looked at the, you know, statistics about, you know, what's what. So, you know, I don't know. Do you know?
I have no idea. I'm 45. I haven't picked up a Madden controller but once in the last 5 years when the station had a tournament. I almost beat some guy that plays every day. Hey, when you can play Tecmo Bowl, I think you can play anything.
Oh, you're so right. You're so right. You know, I don't play Madden. I don't even play games, man, because, you know, I stopped playing when I got to college. But, you know, my first year buy a game just because I'm on it, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, see what it is. And you know, I hope my Madden rating is high, but if it's not, it's going to get up, you know? Because you know how some people rate players just off, you know, their ability in college and what they did in college. And,
right.
You know, you haven't played a season. So, you know, it is what it is. I'm excited. I'm excited.
You can make them come correct very quickly. And I will tell you this. Talking to both football and basketball players, not as many baseball players I talk to about this, but they all say it is the coolest thing to turn on a game and then there you are. And it looks like you,
man.
It runs like you, it acts like you, and you see it and you're like, they're amazing. But the difference in video games today from what they were just 5-10 years ago is unbelievable. Man, we are super proud of you here. We're obviously going to keep in touch. Best of luck up with the OTAs and everything. Go knock them dead. Get on that that opening day roster and get yourself in there and start wreaking havoc on that AFC North, my friend.
I got you, man. I appreciate you, man. Appreciate the talk, man. Miff Owens, Miff Tiger, and go dog pound. Let's get it.
You got it, brother. Thanks, Jannard.
I know.
You got it, buddy. Gonna be hard not to root for that kid.
It's
hard not to root for any of them.
He sounds excited, man.
Are you kidding me?
It's like
he was like when I said it, he almost started like just laughing, almost crying again.
Yeah.
Which is great.
It's like a life changing.
Tears. Oh, it's so different.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.